Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B-Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE. Texts about TJ's daughter visiting, going on leave in August, end of the summer here, and coming home. But there's a contingency to that. She's bringing her newer boyfriend, Connor. Newer meaning only a year or two, right? Something like that?
A couple years.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's been known that it's been made known that this is very serious and they will get married is what I've been told.
A text says, TJ, you should just be happy your daughter's coming home. How old are you? Are you getting cranky?
You know what?
Just asking.
What is going on with people asking my age and calling me old lately?
Oh, you don't
I'm sorry. This hit a nerve. I went to get my eyes checked. One, you know, got to go every year. My vision gets drastically worse every year. I don't know. I think it's hereditary. So the optometrist refers to, quote, when you reach our age, right? Like he was giving me the eye exam. Mm-hmm. He gives me the news that I have to either choose between bifocals or progressives. And I'm like, what?
Let me fire up the record player here.
Oh, my gosh.
The record player.
So I'm trying to deal with that. And then he goes, when you reach our age, right,
ooh,
you might have to get in here. And I'm looking at this man who's clearly a lot older than me.
And bringing the needle over, placing it
what
on
do you mean,
at the
our
record.
Age? Listen. Guys, I'm not aging well. And it's making me so angry. What do you mean when
you're fine.
Our age?
You're fine. Trust me, you're fine. Let me tell you.
Nice.
You encounter the most bold people I've ever heard of in my whole life.
Oh, I know. Kinda does.
I know.
Between the server who called your kids your grandkids
yeah.
about a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's right.
The server. Oh, I won't forget her face.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'll never forget. That was a horrible moment.
Listen.
And that was like a, wow, maybe I should do more with myself.
And it, oh,
maybe that's it. I look like an old worn grandma.
Is that why you went and got manis and petties?
It's going to take more than a mani and petty to not look like a grandma.
Listen, I'm well versed in this. Okay. You're not old. You're not even close to old. This is how old Doug and I have become. We can actually split things for dinner and both of us be perfectly full at the end of it. That's old. We split
what?
A medium sub. We did.
How is that a gauge of how old you are?
It is. I get somebody like, back me up here if you get know like, how to text.
You get like less hungry when you're
you
old.
You do. You lose like your appetite for a lot of different. We split pieces of chicken. I'm disgusted aww. With myself. You know, we sit there at dinner and you know. You want more? No, I'm good. I'm full. And we're like, God, we ate one piece of chicken.
I would kill for that.
We have a pork chop to split.
Oh.
I bought a pork stick.
Grilled?
So, yeah.
Nice.
So they're kind of big. But, I mean, my God, it's...
That's myself, great, though.
We've gotten really old. This is disgusting. Chinese, we only order ever one dinner. Ever.
They deliver one dinner?
No, I go pick it up.
Oh, okay.
One dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And well, then, and because... Otherwise, we'd be eating that crap probably 2-3 more times.
I've done that as a parent. There's a lot of things like I split, especially with my little guy because I know he won't eat much.
That's old.
But
when you find yourself doing that.
I don't know that I could split anything with Steve.
Your appetite decreases with age 585-222-9233.
It does.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. It really does. I mean, why am I complaining? It's a blessing for some people, but... It's weird to and you fight it sometimes so that you're like, no, I must need more.
I'm trying to think. No one in my family ever makes it to old, so it's hard to really. I'm not gonna follow it through family members. Like, nope, okay, nope, okay, nope, okay.
It is true,
man.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's
how to gauge
weird.
This.
It's and I've always said to Doug, when I retire, we don't need to worry. We can eat really cheap. We really can because. You know,
one can of SpaghettiOs, bam.
Okay, well, when I said that to him, he goes, one can of cat food, and we're both full. Yeah. I'm like, ah, you're funny.
They may be.
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, you have any input on this appetite going down as you get older?
I'm not old. I'm only going to be 43, but, like, I can't eat that much myself.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, I even, like, Michelle, I hate to say back in the day, but I know people that used to work here and eat like garbage plates for lunch, and they can't do that anymore. Can you do something like that?
No.
See?
It's funny because there's some days, like, I can't really eat more than maybe 5 or 6 bites, and then I'm full. It's one of those things. There's other times I can eat a little bit, but I find myself not being able to eat that much, and... You know, like I said, I'm only going to be 43.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
At the risk of falling completely flat on my face here, is there a nutritionist that might listen to this show or somebody that knows what's up with aging and appetite? Because I'm really curious about this.
And if there is, why am I yet always in the mood for a cookie? There's something I'm not splitting that food. Stay away from it.
This text says, TJ, you look fantastic. I've had a crush for years.
You
got a secret admirer.
Oh, Steve. Wow. What
kind of text in it? No, everything's spelled right. It's definitely not him. Morning, Coffee Club, sunshine-filled Tuesday morning here at 53 degrees. Terry, TJ, I'm Chris Kanye. I am completely shocked by this fact, at least what you're presenting as a fact, Terry, that when you get older, your metabolism... must slow down or something, and you get full faster on a smaller amount of food. Your appetite goes away.
It's just weird. It's weird.
You ever, like, when you're sitting and waiting for your 4 orders for Meredith to come out, just look around at the older folks that, like, maybe at dinner at a diner or
something.
That's
a good experiment. We should go out to lunch, TJ.
You know what? I'm trying to help you.
Oh, just because I don't eat the whole thing, I can still go, can I?
Now you can stuff it.
She missed it.
You know what? Go. What? Find your own answer.
Well, let's all start because you went to get glasses, and the optometrist told you that when you get to his age, like you are, things start to change.
Verbatim, a much older man than me, by the way. You know, when you get to be our age... You got to start coming at least once a year.
And by the way, you know, you're not wearing your new glasses. You need your new glasses.
Where's my...
DJ needs her glasses.
Where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on.
That's right.
Put on his glasses.
He went to be an acrobat.
Who's going to be an acrobat?
Jeez, your new glasses.
Where are your glasses, TJ?
I don't like them. I don't want to wear them.
Is it because he insulted you and said you looked old?
No. Terry. Oh.
Did you have to take the string off the arms before you took them off your head?
Do you want a pearl one instead?
No. I tried to lose them. Maybe I've lost them for good. The progressives are weird.
What?
Like, you see one way through the top, and then the bottom of the glasses, you see a totally different
way. You're not supposed to be jerking your head all over. That's why they're called progressive.
No.
Right in the middle
first
is the perfect, you know,
first 2 days fell down the stairs. For two
are you
straight
sure
days.
An issue
then,
with the glasses?
I went down into the basement to get something. With the stupid glasses on and smacked my face against, pretty sure I've scarred myself. Because these dumb glasses.
I'm not sure it's because of the glasses.
It's absolutely the
case. We need to put cameras in your house.
I think we do, too.
Good Lord. Imagine seeing that, Terry.
Because Steve's like
tripping up
just
the
that
stairs.
Like when your heel kicks out and you miss the second
stairs.
Oh,
it's the worst. And then Steve's so used to it, he's like, you all right? I just hear him from another room. You all right?
I'll be okay.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I hate these glasses.
Steve's like,
what the heck is that?
And TJ is like,
oh my God.
All right, let's give away some Garth Brooks she tickets. We need to reward you for sitting through that for the last half an hour.
Come on. You're
living in.
Take caller number 9 into 585-222-WBEE. Caller number 9, a pair of tickets to see this guy right here, Garth Brooks at Highmark Stadium. First time ever, by the way. He's coming Saturday, July 23rd, courtesy of Barnell Enterprises. Now, concert on sale date has been postponed. Only a new on sale date will be announced soon. Everything else is the same. And right now, caller number 9, you're not going to need to worry about any of that pre-sale stuff, because you're going to get 2 tickets on us, thanks to our friends at Barnell Enterprises, and of course your friends here at the B. Good luck.
What the heck is that?
Terry Clifford. She's a super mom, she's a super wife, she's a super host, and she's never met a medical leave she didn't love. Bless her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.